As a young boy, there was one show on TV that my mom loved to watch, and when we would go to visit my grandma, who lived in Springfield, Missouri, she loved the same show as well. It was called Matlock. And I didn't understand, because that's Andy Griffith, man. But Matlock, lawyer, who with his team of investigators and helpers was always about to uncover the truth. And Matlock, who could never pass a hot dog stand without having it Chicago style. You've seen the show, yes? But it's all about the twists and turns to uncover the truth. And of course, almost every episode ended with someone on the stand being caught in a lie. Almost every single episode. Somebody who had given their testimony, made up a story, but all of a sudden, boom, there's the evidence. There's the witnesses. And when that happens, the confession changes. Today we're going to talk about confession, about what that means. For some of you, you may understand it simply as meaning I'm sorry, or as the Catechism teaches us, confession has two parts. What are they, McKay boys? First, that you confess your sins, and second, that you receive forgiveness, right? Okay, very good. I didn't prepare them for that. So confession, you understand it in a general sense, to say I'm sorry, but then God, of course, adds one thing to that, to always have you here as well, I forgive you. But I would submit to you that confession and that word is even more simple than that. Dare I suggest that? That confession simply means to speak the truth. Quite simple. You see, it was on June 25th in 1530 that a whole bunch of Lutheran princes, Lutheran laymen, and pastors, and they really weren't called Lutherans just yet. They kind of were, kind of weren't. But there was this group of people surrounding Martin Luther, thus the name Lutheran, who had now addressed errors and problems with the truth. There was only one main church there in Europe at the time. The Orthodox Church that had split off about 500 years was primarily to the east of Europe, or the eastern side, if you will. And so the only church that people know is what we would refer to as the Roman Catholic Church. That's just what you were. But there were problems. There were errors. There were things that were being taught, things that were being done that were contrary to Scripture itself. And as Luther and others began to read Holy Scripture, and as Luther himself translated the Bible into German so even lay people could read it, not just the rich people, not just the academics, the privileged, as people began to read and study Scripture, they began to do exactly what happened here in our Old Testament lesson from Nehemiah 8. Did you hear it? The book of law that God had given now to Moses, to the people, is read before the people. And how did the people respond? The same way you and I should respond anytime we hear God's word. We should tremble and quake and perhaps mourn. Because God's word of law convicts us of who we are as sinners. God knows all and sees all. God knows your sin. He knows what you try to hide from other people, your spouses, your friends, your family. God sees the secret sins done in the dark. And the result of God's law should be trembling and fear. For God requires righteousness. He requires holiness. But yet there's more to the rest of that story, and thanks be to God, there's more, because if we were left with that, it'd be a truly sad situation indeed. And this is the same reason that they gathered there at Augsburg and why we celebrate the presentation of the Augsburg Confession this day, the day that it was presented there before the Holy Roman Emperor, to say that this is law, but yet there is now the precious gospel. We see a foreshadowing of this in our Old Testament text for today, where the high priest tells them what? Don't mourn, don't weep. This is a holy day for you. So go, eat the fat, drink the sweet wine. Give and care for those who do not have any. Rejoice and go your way, for God is yet gracious to you. All of this is connected, a beautiful foreshadowing of Christ, the Son of God, who is sent now to bear all of your secret sins, who is sent now to the cross, and even just prior to that, as he stands before Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate asks him who he is, that Jesus testifies quite simply that he is the Christ. He is a king, King of kings, Lord of lords, but that his kingdom is not of this world, not of this world that you and I become so enamored with. This world that presents truth to you that is contrary from what God gives to you in his book. This world tells you all sorts of filth and ungodliness is perfectly okay. This world values even the animals and the sparrows over and above human life. There's more rules and laws to protect animals that are babies and in the womb and eggs than there are little humans. That's the world we live in now. So what's the truth for you? Because God's word comes to you and I that we would now be able to open our mouths and speak this truth. God's word calls us to fight the good fight of the faith. God's word calls us to take hold of eternal life, to recognize the freedom that we've been given in Jesus Christ, and that when there is sin and error in and around us, to use God's word simply to address it, because it's not our truth. It's not my truth. It's God's truth. Last night we had a baptism. A wonderful young family joining the church. He teaches at Sandy Creek, and she works at Mary Lanning, and had the little baby boy Sawyer baptized. And if you remember part of the baptismal rite, we go through and answer the questions. And it almost appears like we're answering the questions for the child, right? And so some people say, well, you Lutherans, you can't have faith for somebody else. No, you can't have faith for somebody else. But you can speak the faith, because faith, the faith, is objective. Do you catch that? So confession is all about what is the truth. And that's why in the liturgy every Sunday, whether it's Divine Service 1 or Divine Service 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever it is, that's what we're doing. We're confessing the faith. It's what God calls you to do. And calls you to do that as you live in the world, even though you're not of it. What I tell you in the dark, Jesus says, say in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Open my mouth, O Lord, that I may declare your praise. And you? Oh, yes. He's had mercy on you and me, poor sinners. You and I who see and hear such things but fail to speak up, whether it's for the weak or the innocent, or whether it's even to address sin we see in friends and family around us, it's so much easier to sweep things under the rug than deal with the truth. But God's even more powerful than my buddy Matlock. The truth will always be uncovered. The light will always come, for Christ has come to conquer, and he's done it for you. And he says that you are of more value than any animals, than any other creatures. Even the hairs on your head are numbered, including the ones that clog up your drain in your shower or bathtub. He knows all of them. He knows you. He loves you and cares for you. And for this he sent his Son, to cover you with his blood, that you might be holy and righteous, that you might be able to repent of sin and cling to him and receive his precious gifts, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and so live here in this life as you await the life to come, fighting the good fight, taking hold of eternal life, trusting and being assured of your salvation. May God grant us a boldness of the proclamation of that same faith that others before us have confessed. If you walk around church later today, you'll see the Augsburg Confession etched into our own cornerstone on our church. Most Lutheran churches have it, UAC, Unaltered Augsburg Confession. We celebrate and give thanks this day that many have come before us confessing that same faith that we confess every Sunday. And we continue to fight that fight, speaking the truth and raising our children, repenting and receiving the forgiveness that God gives. For confession, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is all about the truth that God has revealed for you, that you are saved through Jesus Christ, your Lord. In his name.